Well, as you all know, the Advent season of singing, as William's been telling us, and the Bible's full of songs, you know, from one end to the other. Unfortunately, most of the music for all those songs is long, long gone, so we don't know exactly how anybody sang them or how they went. But it's great to really celebrate the birth of Jesus with music. So the other day, Brent called me up and says, is there any special Christmas song that you like that really inspires you? And I said, boy, there's so many good ones. Really, I don't know. Let me think about it. So I went outside for my daily walk, and a little voice told me, you know what that song should be. And I suddenly realized, yes, I do. My favorite song, since I've been singing it in church ever since I was a kid, is called Silent Night. And I'm sure that's a favorite of many of you too. Millions of other people, really, around the world. And the interesting thing is, up until just recently, I didn't know the history of that song. And after I looked it up, now I think I know why it's one of my all-time favorites. In 1818, there was a small church in Germany. And the priest at the church was a guy named Father Joseph Moore. And they had a local guy who played the organ, the organist. His name was Franz Gruber. So they're coming up on Christmas Eve in 1818. They want to have the service and sing a lot of the songs to celebrate the birth of Christ. And when Franz comes to church that day to get ready, the organ is broken. Oh no, you can imagine. I imagine a little bit what kind of conversation he and Father Joseph had at that moment. Well, Franz, being the creative guy that he was, he says, I got an idea. And he pulled out his guitar. And this guy also played the guitar long before Elvis or the Beatles. And he said, why don't we, I'll quickly make a few arrangements on guitar for some of the songs we need. Something like that. Father Joseph then pulls out a poem he had written. He says, I wrote a poem recently for Christmas. It's called Stille Nacht in German. We call it Silent Night. Do you think we could write a song around this? And this is my imaginary conversation. I think it's went something like this. And Franz says, yes, let's give it a try. So they sat down right there on the spot, inspired by the Lord, I guarantee you, and wrote one of the most beautiful and inspiring songs in the whole history of the human race called Silent Night. They played it that night in their small church, and it took off from there. Today, it's almost the 200-year anniversary. It's about 200 years later. The song's been translated into over 140 languages. It's sung every year all over the world. This week, several billion Christians are going to sing this song together. Talk about going viral. So right now, what I'd like to do is duplicate what they did way back there in 1818. And let's sing it together. I'm going to play my acoustic guitar, just like Franz did that night. I don't think he had a microphone, so I'm not going to use one either. And we're all going to stand up and sing together. Let's sing the first verse together, which we all know so well, and then let's hum a verse of it together and see how it kind of would have sounded way back in 1818. Can we do that?
Round. so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heaven.